You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition. My name is Joshua Turchin, and thanks so much for being with us today. I'm so excited to welcome teen actress and writer Kate Larson to share an exclusive clip from her new short film, Spotlight. Also joining me is my friend and incredibly talented singer and actress, Holly Sidios. Finally, we're going to go on with the show with Hannah Lowen, so please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. It's been a very exciting week in the world of democracy here in the States. We have a new president and the first female vice president in office. Politics aside, I'm so excited to see what they have to offer the country, and that we finally have a woman in office who represents so much to so many different people. My hope is for us to all keep moving forward and for this gray cloud of COVID to finally dissipate so that we can finally resume all of the wonderful things that we used to take for granted. I know that every time I will walk into a theater, an office building, a restaurant, a studio, a school, an audition room, I will embrace and enjoy every moment to the fullest, knowing that COVID is behind us. To that, I dedicate this first song, which is actually a medley of two songs in honor of COVID. I'll just call it the Good Riddance Medley. Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question, but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind. Hang it on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos of memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth. Something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your. Sometimes you picture me, I'm walking too far ahead. You're calling to me, I can't hear what you've said. Then you say, go slow, I fall behind. The second hand unwinds. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you. I will be waiting. Time after time, time after time. I hope you had the time of your life. Although I do wish to say good riddance to COVID, I would never want to do that to today's guests. My first guest is an incredible actor and writer. At 14 years old, she just wrote, starred in, and just completed production of her new short film, Spotlight. At a time when safe opportunities are limited due to COVID, Kate Larson's short film provided so many opportunities for both cast and crew members. I was so honored to have been brought in as a composer and to score the film and write the title song. The song, Spotlight, was performed by the incredible Alexa LaSanta. I also got to orchestrate all of the music, which was so much fun to do. I'm so happy to welcome Kate Larson to the show. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, I'm so excited to have you on the Early Night Show.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Of course. Before we talk about your amazing film, tell us how you've been doing since the pandemic started.
I've been doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. Definitely a lot to adjust to, but Yeah, everything's been going pretty well. How have you been?
I've been doing okay, you know, just trying to keep myself busy with the early night show and writing and TikToks and a bunch of stuff. How's school been going for you?
It's been going pretty good. I'm in 10th grade this year, so that's definitely been like a gem. So yeah, it's been different, but it's also been cool.
Did the pandemic open up like any opportunities for you, such as like finding time to write?
It definitely opened up like a lot of doors. I had more time to write and I got to hone in on like my friendships and just like build some awesome relationships. So that was really cool and neat.
Well, I am so, so excited about your upcoming film called Spotlight. What inspired you to write a short film, let alone this one?
So like, I was really inspired and I was like, okay, you know what? I want to do my own project. So when I was creating it, I was just wanted like to write a story and create a story that like people could connect to and just like, just to bring them hope and to help people escape.
I have to say I had one of the best times in my life writing the music and score for Spotlight. This must have been a pretty big undertaking for you with writing the script, then incorporating music, filming, and editing it. Since COVID has paused so many in the theater, TV, and film community, it's so amazing that you provide so many arts workers with opportunities during this pandemic. How many people worked on the film?
That's a great question. We had 8 cast and we had 14 people in crew.
I heard that you're planning to make Spotlight a full feature film, right?
Yes, you are correct. I recently finished writing the script and it is now with the editors and we are moving forward. So,
of course, we do have a special teaser, right?
We do.
Ooh. The title song, Spotlight, is going to be released on Friday, January 29th, wherever music can be bought or streamed, like iTunes, Amazon Music, Spotify, and more. Until then, I'm so excited to preview the trailer for the first time. Right now on the Early Night Show, this is Spotlight.
Yay! I need you to take this box to the donation table for me. It's just some old stuff of your dad's.
Why are you getting rid of it?
Did you hear about that open mic that's going on tomorrow night?
I'm not going.
Why not?
Because I can't sing.
I've always tried to stay behind.
What have I done?
No need to be
Let's
the
go.
Center
This party's pretty lame.
Of attention. Follow the
I can't keep living like this. I need to get on with my life.
Look, guys, Laura's got a microphone. Like I think she wants to sing a song.
Laura, there's something I haven't told you about your father.
I'm struggling to just let you
I just
know.
Sang into the microphone. And then I sound like Jimmy Cooper.
Something Let's mess with him. This will really confuse her.
Somehow just can't let me go.
You are not the girl in that video. What were you doing, lip syncing?
It's like the words coming out. Struggling to find my time to shine. Feeling like I'm being pushed and pulled, watching my story unfold.
Thank you so much, Kate. You can pre-buy the song Spotlight featuring Alexa LaSanta on iTunes now, so check it out. And make sure to stream it or buy it wherever you find digital music when it officially releases on Friday, January 29th. My next guest has been heard on television and in movies, such as Mulan, The Lion King, Despicable Me 3, La La Land, Star Wars Episode 8, Minions, Frozen 2, and many, many more. In addition to her TV and film work, she loved to torture me with shrimp when we worked together at the Hollywood Bowl's live film production of Little Mermaid. I was Flounder and Holly Sidios was a mer sister. Here's a clip. I'm so happy to welcome Holly Sidios to the Early Night Show. Hi, Holly.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you on the Early Night Show.
I'm so happy to be on it.
Yay. How's it going out in California?
Well, we're kind of the epicenter of COVID right now, but otherwise, but otherwise good. I'm doing well, for the most part.
Yeah, I really miss it out there. Maybe they'll open up like the Hollywood Bowl again so we can perform together.
Yeah.
I think last time I was there, you tortured me with the shrimp.
Every time you've
been
here.
Every time, yeah. Okay. So for those of you who don't know, Holly loved and still loves to torture me with plastic shrimp that she sticks in my ear.
And drawers and like...
And she like hides them all over my apartment. I'm like, where are these shrimp coming from? I don't know like how it happened or why it happened. Do you remember why you enjoy torturing me with shrimp so much at the Hollywood Bowl?
I don't know. I probably did it to you once and you reacted so brilliantly that I could never stop torturing you.
So crustacean torture or not?
It's on my resume, along with plush tiger. That's also on my resume.
Plush tiger and professional shrimp torture.
Yes.
Well, I just really loved working with you, and I really hope that we'll be able to work together again in person soon.
Absolutely.
As you know, my composing idol just happens to be Alan Menken, who we got to work with on that project. Have you worked with him on any other projects?
I feel like Menken has been a large part of my career, my musical theater career, and I've worked with him in his presence. He's there. I haven't worked directly with him. I would love to do that someday. But yeah, I was in the Aladdin show at Disney or California Adventure for a year. And, that being part of the Menken world of Aladdin every day for a year was pretty incredible. And then, you know, other bowl shows, we've done Mermaid twice. We did Beauty and the Beast once. I feel like we did another one I'm forgetting, but no, he's just sort of always been there since I started being a professional performer.
What other concerts have you performed in at the Hollywood Bowl?
I actually started off there doing a lot of LA Master Chorale concerts, being part of the choir. That was my first experience there. And then it was the first time we did Little Mermaid, where I got to have my first solos and my first role and fun costumes and stuff. Actually, this summer, I also just, one of my two COVID jobs, I was recording with Dudamel as a soloist for a totally different classical new music thing. So the Hollywood Bowl, and I grew up going to it. So it's been like,
wow,
that's also been part of me forever. So it's a really cool place to perform. It doesn't feel, it's 17,000 people, but it doesn't feel like it at all. You probably know that. You remember that
but
it just feels intimate and fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh no. Yeah, definitely. Now, in addition to your work on stage, you've been in like, how many TV shows and movies as a studio singer? Like, what exactly does a studio singer do?
Well, I think I have, I don't know how many credits I have. Who cares? 50 or so. But a studio singer, well, you have to be very versatile as a studio singer because you don't always know what you're going to do. You'll get a general outline of what type of singing the call is, if it's classical choir or if it's a pop session. Like we, for instance, when we did the Little Mermaid live on TV, we had a separate session that we went in to record the vocals ahead of time. And it's so the movie or TV show or whatever will be done with production. And then we come in afterwards and we show up, we put our headphones on, we have usually the orchestra or band or whatever instruments are pre-recorded. And we have a click track in our ears and we have music in front of us and we sing. It's very important to know how to read music well as a session singer. It's because you, again, don't know what you're going to be presented with when you show up half the time. Mm-hmm.
Now, I would love the chance to accompany you today on a song. What song would you like to sing?
Let's stick with the Mangan theme. I'll also sing God Help the Outcasts from A Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Ooh, what made you select that song?
It's just felt relevant. We have so many hurting people in our country right now, especially with COVID. People aren't able to pay their rent. A lot of people are on the streets who haven't been. People are hungry right now. And it just felt, I felt connected to it right now.
Well, I am so, so excited to hear you sing the song. Here we go.
I don't know if you can hear me or if you're even there. I don't know if you will listen to a humble prayer. They tell me I am just an outcast. I shouldn't speak to you. Still, I see your face and wonder, were you once an outcast too? Some are blessed, some not. Why the few you seem to favor? They fear us, flee us, try not to see.
Holly, make sure to follow Holly on Instagram at HollyCidios to see all of her incredible work. For our next guest, I'm so excited to welcome Hannah Lowen to Go
On With The Show.
Hi, Hannah.
Hi.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you on the Early Night Show.
Yes, thank you so, so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I am so excited to have you on. I know that, like so many of us, you've experienced cancellations of shows you were supposed to be in, but due to COVID, were canceled. Can you share more about that with us?
Absolutely. Yeah, I have had a lot of shows canceled, both at my school and in my community. I actually got really lucky. I was recently in a musical, well, not that recently, in March, and our school got shut down just 2 days after we finished our run. But I missed a musical this year, a play, and all of the community theater shows I'm normally in.
No, I'm so sorry. It's definitely been such a tough time for the arts. How have you been able to stay connected to the arts despite the cancellations?
I've actually been taking a lot of theater classes online. So I began studying with the Southeastern Summer Theater Institute over the summer, and I've also done some programs locally. I also started working with the Broadway Collective. I'm actually doing a program with them right now. And I've done a couple of cabarets and taken some workshops with some different Broadway artists, which I've really enjoyed. So, I mean, it's been horrible that there have been no shows happening right now, but I've really enjoyed taking advantage of the virtual opportunities that are being offered right now.
When Broadway returns, is there a show that you can't wait to see?
I mean, everything. If I could pick one, though, I'd probably choose Hadestown. I've been dying to see that show for the longest time, but I haven't made it to the city before COVID shut down.
Do you have any, like, dream parts of shows?
So many. I'd love to play Sally Bowles in Cabaret, Kathy in The Last 5 Years, and maybe there are a lot of roles that would be fun to play in Mean Girls, maybe Regina or Karen.
Yeah, you would be such an amazing Regina. You have like such an incredible voice and your acting skills. You're just all around amazing.
Thank you so much.
Of course. With everything going on, is there anything positive that's come out of this challenging time for you?
I've made a lot of friends through the programs I've been taking that I probably wouldn't have made if it hadn't been for COVID. And I've been able to join a lot of new theater communities and work on a lot of new projects, like being on your show. So that's something I'm really excited about.
Would you like to sing a song with me for the early night show?
I would love to.
Yay. What song would you like to sing and why did you select that song?
I'm going to sing Cabaret from Cabaret. It is one of my all-time favorite musicals, and Sally is one of my dream roles. Also, Liza Minnelli is incredible in the movie, so.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to hear you sing the song. Here we go.
What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book, and the broom. It's time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Come taste the wine. A blushing flower. As a matter of fact, she rented by the hour. The day she died, the neighbors came to snicker. Well, that's what comes from too much pills and liquor. But when I saw her laid out like a queen, she was the happiest corpse I'd ever seen. Elsie to this very day. I remember how she turned to me and said, good is sitting all alone in your room. Come, hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret and ask for me.
Anna, I can't wait to see what you do next. If you're a student whose show was canceled, please send us a link to a video of you singing to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com and you may get a chance to go on the show. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. You can also find The Early Night Show on the Broadway Podcast Network, wherever podcasts are found, and videos for episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. Thanks again to my guests, Kate Larson, Holly Sidios, and Hannah Lowen. And let's keep entertaining! Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram, @JoshuaTurchin, and let's keep making music to help the world. Stay healthy and wear a mask!
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.